Did you hear what we did earlier today, Norm? Replayed highlights of the Republican convention last night.
We did that.
Okay.
We also pushed the Ranger panic button.
Oh, I heard it. And June's even was ready to join in.
We've been asked by listeners never to play that again. They say that's the most annoying thing they've ever heard.
That probably is.
Oh, yeah? Listen to Hotel Phone Answering Guy or Hotel Phone Laughing Guy. Yeah, I may take the alarm over that. I don't know. That's really close. That's the most annoying sound. Okay, stop. Stop.
You just
well answer it.
You just reach it over. You just knock the phone.
Gosh,
off.
Doesn't that give you just like a pain in your chest, thinking that you've overslept or something in your hotel?
Oh yeah.
Or it's,
oh, absolutely.
And that the red light is blinking.
The hotel phone ringing is a defibrillator. It always is a shock.
Are we all?
What time is it?
We're each about to hear that several times at training camp because we have to wake up at 2.
What sound?
Oh, gosh.
Try it, Norm.
Hit the theme.
What?
The chair.
What's going on?
Hit the theme.
Okay.
Hit the theme, Gordon. Hit the theme.
All right. You guys have a good show.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, hold it, hold it. Be quiet. Let's let Norm try it again.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty damn good.
Oh, what an old phone that is.
Try it, Giorgio. That's pretty good, too.
That'd be easy.
Both George and I, are using dial-up phones.
Yeah.
Can you do 8mm off-track,
no,
guy?
No, I don't know how you do that.
What's that?
Something's wrong with the film. The film, but he's a little off track.
Sure, that's not Ted Cruz speaking underwater?
That's your best ability.
That is. That's amazing.
Boy, that does not speak well for my life.
No, I think it does.
That's my best
ability.
Do
you have liquid in your mouth when you do that? How is it?
I don't know. But and I don't even know if people remember what this even refers to, you know, because I barely remember when we used to actually have films that they would show in class.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets off track, it does that. That's what the soundtrack is like.
But wasn't that the best day in class, though?
When you walked
in, projection, the projector was in class. You're like, all right,
we're going to watch Sons of Liberty.
I don't even care what we're watching. It's something.
We didn't even have that technology when I was a kid. We just had to. We watched Shadow Puppets every once in a while.
How are you today, kids?
Hello, class. Today we're going to watch some shadow puppets about how our nation started.
Back in 1776.
Now, 12th graders sit over here. First graders sit over here in this part of the room.
Oh, man.
It's a better day when we had schoolhouses like that.
What, one-room schoolhouses?
Yes.
You're nuts.
Mm-mm.
You are nuts.
We'll continue this debate tomorrow.
All right.
And congratulations on maybe finding Skittles, too.
We did find Skittles, and we're going to get him at Ticket Stock or Summer Bash.
Very exciting.
And we've got a built-in sponsor.
Skittles. Correct. And, you know, Lisa Gale, isn't that her name? She lives in town, too. She's the three-second rule woman.
Oh, right.
Woman,
yeah, get her, too.
And we can get her out there to perform. And if we could ever track down Merle Miller to do He-Man's
Way.
Oh,
man. What a concert.
That's the Holy Grail right there.
He is so reclusive.
Yeah.
Ever since Stardom, he's become a recluse.
Yeah. He did not react well to Stardom.
Yeah.
You know?
When did he hit Stardom?
With this.
With this song right here. You've heard
He-Man's
this song. He-Man's
Way.
He-Man's Way.
And now the time is here.
All right, but you guys have a good show.
Emmett will face.
Now, can we find if we can find Remembering Lacey guy?
Play 3 second rule.
We really got something.
Remembering Lacey.
Too dark.
Our smile.
That's Norm.
Does his voice creep you out?
Yes, and the story does too.
Remembering Lacey.
That's Norm and Donnie. They're next. Thanks to our crew. Big Strong Jeremy on the board. Mike Fernandez, our producer.
Singing while he's painting clowns.
Eli Jordan doing those ticket tickers for the great Gordo, Junior Miller, and Giorgio. We'll talk again in the morning at 5:30 on the Ticket.
And she smiles and says, we're all right, and we send our love to you.